commercial properties in our big cities are up for lease as some businesses close and others look to downsize. Even as the prospect of returning to level one and normal life beckons, is there a risk our inner cities could become ghost towns or boarded up shops in office blocks? Ruth Hill reports.
If you've traded a 40-minute commute on the Northwestern Motorway for a four-second shamble in your dressing gown from the breakfast table to your home office, you may not be relishing the prospect of returning to the CBD. And you're not alone. An Otago University survey of nearly 3,000 people during lockdown has found nearly 90% would like to keep working from home in future, at least some of the time. It's an attractive proposition for employers too, with massive savings to be made in rent, electricity and instant coffee. Property Council Chief Executive Leonie Freeman says some businesses are seeking to shrink their CBD footprints in the post-COVID era for different reasons.
What you might see in the shorter term is more co-sharing, and people might look and say, OK, well, we've got a little bit of extra space, we might look at co-sharing some of our space. You're probably going to see offices wanting to be, or businesses looking for a little bit more flexibility and, you know, just being open to some change.
Ms Freeman says a survey by the organisation during lockdown found 60% of projects with resource consent have been halted.
The developers have probably said, look, we're just going to put it on hold for the moment. We want to understand where everything's going to go. And so when you've got these periods of uncertainty, then some of these projects will go on hold.
However, Auckland Mayor Phil Goff isn't worried about the inner city turning into a wasteland of abandoned projects. In fact, he sees an upside for the council, which has a lot of critical shovel-ready infrastructure projects ready to roll.
It may be advantageous that there is less pressure on skilled staff, less pressure on materials, and less pressure of inflation on the construction price index than we had before when we were getting growth at historically extraordinarily high levels.
Mr Goff expects some people will never return to work in the CBD, and that's not a bad thing in his view.
It saves them time commuting, it saves them money, and actually for the city it also helps reduce our peak hour congestion and it helps reduce our carbon emissions. So I'm not against that overall, and the beneficiaries of that may of course be some of the suburban cafes and places that people will visit.
TradeMe figures from May show a 5% increase in the number of commercial properties for lease compared with the month before. In the Bay of Plenty, it was up a massive 35% compared with the same time last year. Wellington developer Ian Castles says some workplaces may opt for bigger offices in future to allow for social distancing.
We may need more space per person, so the net effect on Wellington commercial office buildings may not be noticeable at all. It might be that people have more space. It may be that part of the office is not there Mondays and the other part of the office is not there Fridays or whatever.
Ian Castles is confident people will return to the cities because that's been the trend for decades.
I can't see why, when they start coming back, why they won't get addicted to what they used to love.
The government will announce on Monday when the country can move to level one restrictions and normal life can resume for most of us. It's not yet certain, however, what the new normal will look like in the CBD. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.